Chakra cyst removal. A chakra cyst is an accumulation of blended energy system debris that congeals and holds on in a part of the chakra. Most common locations are the major chambers, intentionality and receptivity, as well as the wisdom and function corridors on the sides. Chakra cysts usually don't attach to either the lesser or the greater gates or to the soul pathways or the chakra streams, and are most always found in places where they can relax and expand. They can get wrapped up in the osmotic barriers of the corridors and cause some problems, especially in the chi pool. In the chakra entrance and exit points at the alignment and dispersal valves, the nodes of intentionality or receptivity, or the anterior and posterior lesser gates. There's too much movement, so debris doesn't usually collect and stay in these places to attract the congealing properties that make a cyst. However, chakra cysts can slow and even stop the movement of the BES energies through these areas, and they're a unique form of debris collection. Chakra cysts happen because of a repeated type of worry or anxious concern that becomes a little more aggressive over time. This excess energy gets caught in the chakra as a little nodule area. These can take years to develop, and over time, the nascent cyst can become coated with more and more debris until it grows into a mature cyst. And it will then cause a slowing of the movement of the chakra currents. This makes the overall health of the structure less vibrant and can deplete reserves over time. Removing a chakra cyst is like plucking a pebble out of your shoe. It's easy to do and easy to experience an immediate relief. Understanding what the cyst is and how to let go of the worry and the concern with a new and healthier strategy is a good way to improve chakra health. Chakra cyst removal. Apply the edge practice with permission. Determine the need for chakra cyst removal. Then you determine how many and which chakras are experiencing a chakra cyst. You determine the exact location of the cyst in the chakra, and it will only be in either intentionality or receptivity. If it's in intentionality, it'll be in the wisdom corridor, the anterior wisdom osmotic barrier, or in the function corridor, the anterior function osmotic barrier. If it's receptivity, it will be in the posterior function osmotic barrier or the posterior function osmotic barrier. So the two, wisdom and function, are the ones that are affected. So then you determine the issue. The client should have a good idea, but if they don't, ask these questions. Is this a present moment or historical issue or a concern of anxiety related to the chakra, the function of the chakra? For example, if it's the heart chakra, is this an anxiety about love or a fear about love? Or is this present moment or historical issue or a persistent worry related to the chakra? So it would be like a persistent worry about money, if there's enough for my family, the solar plexus, it could be affected by, you know, I'm feeling like I'm not providing for my family, or the dantian, like I'm powerless in this situation. Palpate the cyst to get a bigger sense of the intensity of the holding around the issue. The harder and bigger the cyst, the longer and more absorbing this concern will have been in place and affecting the health and well-being of the chakra. So then you discuss the concerning issue and come to 100% understanding about it. Surround the chakra cyst with surrender. Unscrew it, turning counterclockwise, facing the client. So facing the client, I'm turning counterclockwise for me. Counterclockwise for me, and you kind of unscrew the cyst and then you pluck it out. It's kind of amazing. Then you fill that hole with universal love and light, replenish with sense of wisdom or sense of function, depending on which corridor or node it is, and then the sense of purpose if it's in the node in the center of intentionality or receptivity, and then you bring in harmonizing the BES. And you bring in integration, blending, witnessing, stabilization, integration, and blending. And you're done.